Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm so glad that you can be with us today. I want to give a quick shout out to the 7th and 8th graders of Miss Leopard's class at Tanner High School. Glad to be able to substitute for them for the past couple of days. I have one more day and my 3-day stint will be complete. As we venture out to Valley Head, Alabama, we want to focus on Memories of Mayberry Festival, which is coming up this weekend. And I have on the line with me Adele Phillips to talk about Memories of Mayberry Festival in Valley Head, Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Adele.
Yes. Hey, this is Adele. We are glad to be able to be on your show. We would like to tell you a little bit about Mayberry. We have done this for, this is our 7th year, and we are enjoying these festivals more and more each year. We have the Sharps for the first 4 hours, and the last half of our day will be the Stranded. We have, for kids, we have ponies, we have a train ride, we have bouncy house, we have balloon characters, we have the characters Barney Fife, we have Floyd, we have Ernest T, we have Otis, we have over 30-something vendors, and we have a cruise in around our street. We're very small, but we have a block that goes around. And we have plenty of parking spaces. We have free admission, free parking. We will have people parking you. There won't be any problem at all.
Tell me your connection with the Andy Griffith Show. Do you love the show yourself?
Oh, yes. Grew up with it. Yes.
Tell me your favorite character.
Barney.
He helped make the show, didn't he? For sure.
He sure did. And the one that portrays him is a good friend of ours. And he actually graduated from Valley Head. And he is, I mean, he has the car. He has the whole thing. And he does a lot of commercials now. So he went way up there in this.
Do you have a favorite episode of Andy Griffith's show?
Well, I can't think of one right off the hand. You got me there. But and the whistling, little Andy boy, we have a whistling contest. And we would like to try to get the boys, you know, in this and have a contest with them. And eventually, we hadn't got that far yet, but we're working on it. Every year we're doing a little bit more, so it's a lot to put on in this little town.
Well, sure, but, and 7 years is a lot of effort in 7 years to that, because the Mark White Show has been around for 7 years, so we're celebrating our anniversary about the same time.
Yes. We love it. It's, like I say, we've advertised outside. But, you know, after about the first 4 years, people start calling us from all over. And then this year, you know, it's been the same way. It's that way every year. When are y'all doing this? You know, we hadn't heard yet. So, and it's in papers. It's in, you know, all around the news media and everything. So it's growing on out there a little bit. Probably too much for us sometimes, but we have enjoyed this, you know, putting this on every year. And this is mainly for the town. We started out doing it for a fundraiser with one of our mayors, Lamar Bray. And he said, our volunteer fire department needs a good fundraiser. And I went to this little town and I seen this and it made me think. And so that was his first year, and he looked at us and he said, hey, can we put one on in 6 months? And I looked at him and I thought, 6 months, 3 months, you know, we're into this, you know. And I looked at him, I said, sure, you know, I didn't know what I was getting into. But, buddy, we all pulled together, and our first year was very successful. We had to borrow a lot of stuff, but then the next year we found out we had to purchase some stuff to keep this going, and we did, and it's just grown from there, and we love doing it. This year, it goes to the events and festivals, which the town cannot provide all the Christmas stuff that we need and all that, so... And we're having other festivals like the Christmas parade and a faith festival, and some of these things have been thrown out. So the money is going to go into an event and festival so that we can carry on this.
That's wonderful. And I've actually had two cast members from the Andy Griffith Show, three, I'll say, because one of them was the Darlins. His name's David. And then I had Maggie Mancuso, who played Charlene Darlin, and then Betty Lynn, who played Thelma Lou. So I had them on the show before they passed away, and it was great to be able to make that connection. And of course, if somebody wanted to travel to Mount Airy, North Carolina, they could go to Mayberry Days. But if they're in Alabama or Mississippi, Georgia, Tennessee, this is convenient for those folks to drive over to Valley Head, Alabama to get that experience.
Yes, it is. Just come on and we'll welcome you with open arms. We love people. We're a very friendly town. We just try to do the best we can here.
How about the pie eating contest and the pickle contest?
So sorry, I missed that. That's one of our main attractions. Is the Aunt B's pickle contest, Aunt B's pie contest. The pickle contest will be you bring it that morning by 9 o'clock. And then we have it around 10 or 10:30, somewhere in there. And then the pie contest this year we're going to have in the city hall so that it's more convenient for those that want to bring the pies that have to, you know, be in the cool. Also, we have an Aunt Bee, and she portrays her so good. We've had her 1 year, and she's from right here. We just went in and got her out of a restaurant and said, hey, do this for us. And she said, okay. So we have her. We have Otis, like I said, in Ernest T. And our whistling contest, like I said, that goes over real good.
This is wonderful. As soon as I saw Memories of Mayberry, I told my wife I'm interested in coming over to Valley Head, Alabama, because we love the Andy Griffith Show. We went to Mount Airy one time and had that experience. And actually, Betty Lynn was at the museum that Andy Griffith is recognized at. We were able to meet her, and she was such a sweet lady. And I love the people who try to act like these characters to give us that experience again. And I know there's a great Floyd out there. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but I believe he'll be there this year.
Yeah, Alan Newsom. He's from Ider.
Thank you. From Ider. Yes. That's right. Ider, Alabama.
Yes, that's right up on the mountain from us. So all of these characters are pretty much lives around here. And they are good characters, I'm telling you.
That is so cool. Adele, what is the funnest part for you for the Memories of Mayberry, the best part of the experience to you?
The best part is having the town come together and have something for our town. We, the years before, I can never remember, and a lot of people told us the first one we ever put on that they had never seen so many people in one town, in this town, ever before. And I think it's just bringing people in and talking with them, and everybody just loving our characters and everything, you know, and loving Mayberry. A lot of the older ones, people like me, we grew up with watching Mayberry. And so this is just, that means more to me than anything. It's just having them all come together. And our singers, and we start out with Albemarle, and we have a really good singer that does that every year. She has done that for us. And it's just very memorable.
Outside of Memories of Mayberry, what is special to you about Valley Head, Alabama?
I have been on the council. This will be 16 years. And out of all the years that I've been here, it's helping our town to grow and to clean our town up, to be here for people when they come in, and there's problems everywhere. So any town hall knows that, or you know, and it's more of anything. It's just helping people in our town. And that's the main thing for me.
Well, I hope that people will go to Valley Head, Alabama this weekend and enjoy Memories of Mayberry. It starts at 9 a.m. for a full day of fun, proceeds, benefit, events, and festivals for Valley Head, Alabama. For more information, they can call 256-899-3776 or 256-635-6814. They can also email, like I did, at vhtownhall@farmerstel.com. And also check out the website for Valley Head, Alabama at valleyheadalabama.com. Adele, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share about Memories of Mayberry. And I'm looking forward to an opportunity to visit Valley Head maybe this weekend.
Oh, yes. We would love to have you down here. Just come on.
You've done a great job today, Adele, representing your community. And I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
Folks, Adele Phillips, she's representing Valley Head, Alabama and Memories of Mayberry, which is taking place this weekend. Go check it out in Valley Head, Alabama. When we come back, we're going to have Benji Taylor on the show to talk about his 1953 Buick Special that's been in his family for 70 years, coming to you from the Athens Car Show in Athens, Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
to the city and works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
All right. Right now I have with me Benji Taylor as we're here at the Cars on the Square in Athens, Alabama. We're standing in front of a 1953 Buick Special that was purchased brand new in 1953 by his grandparents, Leo and Mamie Romine. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Benji Taylor.
Hey, welcome. Good to see you.
Well, Benji, how exciting is it to bring a vehicle out and have people admire it in the way that they do? I know people come by and they see your family history, they see the beauty of the car, and I know people enjoy the cars and the trucks that are all here today.
Yeah, it's kind of a novelty. Most everything here has been modified to some degree. And this old 53 Buick, my grandparents bought it new from the White Brothers, which were actually related to us in 53. And my grandmother, she ran an Avon route in it. And my sister and I rode in the back of the old car in that Avon route for several years during the summer, so it's got a lot of sentimental value to me. Back in 2006, the car had been in the barn for 35 years, and my daddy one day called me and he said, "Son, your mother's going to be gone for 2 weeks on a trip, and you know, I'm thinking about taking the Buick over to this guy in Killen and getting him to restore it." And I said, "Sounds like a good idea to me." So we dragged the old car out, take it over there, and they do a frame-off restoration. And we started taking it to shows, and Dad got to where he couldn't drive it, and so he gave it to me, and I've taken it to shows, you know, since then. I have a lot of fond memories of the old car, and we only had one picture to show everybody. And it was my granddaddy, Leo Romine, standing in front of the car holding a big old bass that we caught out of the pond. And me and my sister are there. And I was about 6 years old at that time. We were living in a little house up on the hill up Upper Snake Road. And so that picture, we just happened to find it. And so that kind of makes it special when you come to a car show, because most people don't have something like that to show a history, you know. And so it's kind of a unique experience. And of course, a lot of people here today. I've never seen this many people at this show before. And it's kind of, you know, a neat little experience for them to come and see the history of this old car.
Well, Cora saw the climbing wall from a distance.
Yeah.
And so she told April, said, "Let's go to the what's happening down there." And obviously it's a car show and people enjoy themselves. I enjoy going to car shows and seeing people's vehicles, and also talking about my own pickup truck that I have that's owned by four generations. Goes back to my great-great uncle Ned.
Oh, wow.
Who bought it brand new in 1950.
Oh, wow.
And then similarly to your Buick Special, it was put in a barn.
Uh-huh.
And it stayed there for many years. And in 1979, my granddad went to Texas and drove it. And grandmother followed him, drove it back from Texas to Athens.
Wow.
And he had Calhoun, where he was working as dean of students, he had the Calhoun auto body folks paint the vehicle, and they painted it blue for him,
okay.
The original color.
Yeah.
And then my Uncle Doug inherited the truck, and then I bought it from grandmother, and so I've kept it in the family, a 1950 GMC pickup, and it still has the original wood bed.
Yeah.
It's still original in the motor.
Yeah.
My brother did help me with some wiring, so
yeah.
Some of the wires had, the fabric had frayed, and it was getting worn.
Yeah.
And so he changed out some of the wires, but everything else is all original.
Yeah.
And I like being able to talk to people about that, and just it's a piece of our family history.
Yeah. Well, talking about original, I can tell you why people modify them. This car has a straight eight. It was the last year that Buick put a straight eight in a car. No telling what this car weighs. I know it weighs, you know, 5,000 pounds probably. And no power steering, no power brakes, straight shift transmission. And I venture to say I'm probably one of the only few people that could even drive the car. And it's so heavy that when you try to turn it, you got to have some muscle. And
yeah.
But it's neat to have something that's original. That's the way they actually drove. To think that my grandmother, rode this car on an Avon route all over West Limestone area.
Yeah.
And her pulling that steering wheel like that and turning that car, to me, is just amazing, you know.
We're spoiled in a lot of ways with the vehicle's automatic.
And I always wondered why she could beat me at Indian wrestling. But now I know why, because she drove this 53 Buick with no power steering.
They were tough people, tougher people than we are today, I guess.
Yeah.
Because of the car.
I always wonder, how is she so strong in her right arm? Well, now I know why.
Well, Benji, it's been a pleasure to talk to you about the Buick Special that you have, 1953. Appreciate you bringing it out here so other people can admire and enjoy it. That's part of it, is to spread the joy. And a lot of people love seeing these old vehicles. Like I said, we're here at Athens, Cars on the Square today here in Athens, Alabama. And maybe there'll be another opportunity for people who are listening, if they want to come out to a car show in Athens, that they can come out and enjoy this too. So thank you for joining me, Benji.
Yep. You're welcome.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace.
Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products. Even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your strawberry needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.